Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Lynn Morella. Lynn is the author of In Search of Ethics, third edition. He's got a brand new book coming out. Lynn, when's that new book coming out?
Well, I might say in about 4 months.
Okay, and we expect to launch it on the show, right?
Alrighty.
All right, you got a date on that one. Lynn, we're talking about, folks, in the previous segment we talked about, the whole concept of ethical behavior, your character, your authenticity. I like to say, Lynn, as I've said to you before, I love what Confucius said about living a well-lived life. He said, be in reality what you appear to be. That's to me, that's the definition of authenticity.
If we all could be what we pretend to be, what a great world it would be.
What is it somebody said? I want to be the man my dog thinks I am. I love that. I love that one. I want to be the man my dog thinks I am. Talk to us about the importance of character and the connection of character to enduring success, not just financial success, but enduring success as we define success in a broad way.
Well, in my view, character is the whole basis for health, for happiness, for wealth, and for success. You know, when you think about the paradigm shift that there is in our society, there was a time when power prevailed, where a leader had the hierarchical authority to direct and demand. In other words, do it or else. I've got the power to fire
my
you. My way or the highway. And modern society doesn't accept that. You know, the younger people don't accept that. You know, yes, you can force them to do things, but if you want to get their heart, you want to get their soul, you want to get their commitment, you really want to get synergy and empowerment, you need to move to a new paradigm, which is all about it's all about moral authority. I'll do it for you. You know, instead of do it or else, I'll do it for you because I trust you, I believe in you, I think you have my best interest at heart. You're trying to make this organization better. It's not all about you, the leader. It's all about us, the organization.
Well, what you're talking about is something that I started talking about 10 years ago, or maybe a little bit more, Lynn, when I said in the 21st century, you're not going to be able to be a driver. You're going to have to be a leader. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Exactly. And you have to really identify and satisfy the legitimate needs of your employees. I'm not talking about their wants. I'm not suggesting you have to be a slave to them. But if you can identify and satisfy the legitimate needs, if I go to the wall for you as your boss, as your leader, well, what are you going to do for me? You know that if I do everything I can to make you a better person, a better employee, and a better soldier, a better what, then you're going to give back to me. So if I have 100 of you working for me, and I'm identifying your needs and making your job easier and making you more effective in your environment, you're going to reciprocate that. And that's where the synergy comes in.
Lynn, human beings have a natural tendency to want to be inspired by others, don't we?
Absolutely.
I mean, without realizing it, we actually always have an antenna up for anything that makes us want to be a better person, to for someone to do something. We're always looking for something that to admire in somebody else. And so the point I'm making is, you know, any effort we make as leaders, the people who are following us, they pick up on that. Their antenna picks up on it right away, don't they?
People are irresistibly attracted to leaders of character. Sometimes they don't understand why, but they're irresistibly attracted to someone they trust, someone that's trustworthy. You know, and I always like the dichotomy between motivation and inspiration. Motivation is kind of like a connection of personality, to connect with somebody's personality. Mm-hmm. What really motivates people? I learned this a long time ago from one of the gurus of motivation theory, Fred Hertzberg. When I asked him point blank, I said, "Dr. Hertzberg, I know you've been writing all these books. I know you've been the guru of this field. Tell me in Dick and Jane language what motivates people." He said, "It's not the corner office. It's not the pay raise. It's not the thick carpet. It's not the big sign on the door that says vice president or colonel or whatever. He said, people want to be a meaningful member of the team. People want to be a meaningful member of the team and want to be recognized when they contribute.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. And when you think about it, when you make somebody a meaningful member of the team, you give them the ball, let them run with it, kind of get out of the way, maybe do a little downfield blocking if you have to, and you'll be surprised how they respond.
Well, and I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something else. That's right. They'll get over the mistakes that you made, that you make. I mean, making mistakes is not something that makes leaders not follow you. I mean, that's not how you inspire people, is to always be right.
Well, that's what authenticity is all about, to be yourself and be true to yourself. And if you're working as a team, their mistakes and your mistakes don't matter. Those are just play those forward. Sometimes you learn more from your mistakes as long as you're not getting crucified for them.
Right.
But the next step, though, when you go beyond motivation, you know, is inspiration. And that's connecting with people's souls, because inspiration is the oxygen of the soul. And there's some ways that you do that. And that's where I mentioned earlier the importance of moral courage. People are irresistibly attracted to someone they trust and someone they know will do the right thing regardless of the consequences.
And then if you
add to that the notion that you mentioned earlier, Jim, about authenticity, people respect that. Whatever you are, be true to yourself. It took me about 10 minutes as a brand new second lieutenant in the Army to realize that even troops with a little education can see through a phony. And once you're deemed a phony, you're dead in the water.
Yeah, I bet an NCO helped you figure that out, didn't he?
Absolutely, very, very quickly.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Lynn. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to be right back. More to come after these messages with Lynn Morella. By the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out. Got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And be sure to take the poll question right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'll be right back with Lynn Morella. Stay with us.
So in the market, damn it, now our name is Scott O'Slay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.